Well, hello, Shackley family. This is Master Coordinator Jeannie Tuvel, and I'd like to welcome you to our weekly Fast Track conference call. This call has become a common place where everyone in the field is invited to hear from our top leaders and from some of our new up-and-coming Fast Track business leaders, too. We're trying to provide you with a consistent message about how you and your team can become a director and help you develop directors, all so that you and your team can build to executive coordinator and then be on your way to presidential master coordinator. Our goal is to help you narrow the gap between the time you join Shackley as a gold ambassador and the time it takes to become a director in a timeline that meets your expectations, goals, and dreams. That's why we're here every single week to help you do just that. And we have a great call planned for you tonight. And this time, we have Toni Banner, who is an executive coordinator with Shackley. She was in the corporate world as an event planner for 30 years and left her corporate job to pursue a career with Shackley. She wanted to end her long commute and travel and gain financial freedom and spend quality time with her family. After Shackley launched the Fast Track program, she began asking the question, who can I groom to earn $100,000 in the next 15 months? Tammy Ale was the first person she thought about on her list of possibilities. Tammy is a single mom of two. Toni, her son, is a physical therapist. And Ness, who is 14, is going to be a marine biologist. Tammy graduated from the prestigious Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York, and is a chocolatier and has owned and operated Sensational Sweets for 25 years, as well as Betty's Antiques for 35 years. So she's a true entrepreneur in her own right, and she understands the pros and cons of owning a successful business. Since Tammy took on the challenge this past September, she has sponsored 28 gold ambassadors in her group. Wow. Many of them are super golds, and she's a coordinator and is a month ahead of schedule on Fast Track. Last month, she reached 10,700 BGV, one director shy of reaching senior coordinator 4 months ahead of schedule. So tonight, Toni and Tammy will be sharing how they have been approaching and prospecting their way on the fast track to success. Toni, take it away.
Well, thank you, Jeannie. Wow, what a great introduction. And I also want to say hello, Shackley family. It gives me really great pleasure to have the opportunity to interview Tammy Ale, as I personally think she has been extremely masterful at approaching and prospecting, which is our topic tonight. And as we all know in our Shackley family, that the first thing that we do is we create a vision in Shackley. And Tammy, boy, you have been creating a vision not only for yourself but for so many other people, especially new golds and even a lot of new super golds. So could you just tell us a little bit about how and why you personally have been so successful in sponsoring so many golds and new super golds?
Well, I would love to, Toni, and thank you so much, Toni and Jeannie, for this opportunity of speaking tonight. Well, when I first saw Fast Track, I was very excited, and it does have a fast timeline. So as a businesswoman for a lot of years, I knew that in order to stay on that timeline, I was going to have to sponsor and sponsor quickly. That was very important. And also my team was going to have to do the same because many of them are also on Fast Track. So when I took a look at it and I saw the Super Gold package, that's really a perfect way to build a business and in Shackley. And buying that, as it is the biggest package you can get, and it really makes the most sense financially, obviously, it's a great deal. You can try all the products. You can speak authentically about them, which is very important. So that was basically the perfect package. And I got to tell you, as a business owner for a lot of years, several businesses, when I saw that there were no bills, no overhead, no insurance, no payroll, no licensing, no rent, and the list just goes on and on. And you got all of that. You got a full functioning business for under $1,000. That was amazing to me. I have an accounting background, and I got to tell you, that just made a whole lot of sense to me. And that's what I talk about with other people, and they actually see that value too. So they become super gold. And also, the regular Gold Ambassador package or the Mission Pack is also a great way to build a business a bit more slowly, I think. And also, though, for people that don't even want to build a business, it's great for them to get free product that way. So you get paid all seven ways that Shackley pays you. So I thought that was a great idea. And actually, I'll tell you a quick story. One of my Gold Ambassadors that actually just became a new director, Alicia, she had a young woman over at her house, Jessica, and Jessica was going to do that. She bought the $299 Gold Ambassador package to be able to get to the free product level because her family has some real health issues, and they needed lots and lots of products. So she said, all right, I really need to do something to be able to get money back. To be able to buy all these. So she did that, but only a month into it, she sees how lucrative it is. So already being a Gold Ambassador, she's just jumping right in and actually now building a business because she saw that value.
Wow, Tammy, you know, you're obviously a very good businesswoman because, you know, you were able to see pretty early on, and I think probably a lot of it has to do with your business experience, that really making the greatest contribution is by offering your new prospect a Super Gold or the Gold, because that's where they're going to make the most money and they're going to get healthier a lot quicker. And even consumers, it was really cool that you were able to offer Jess the opportunity to get the Gold Mission Pack because she was going to get, again, a lot of products, her family was going to get healthy, and she can earn enough money to even pay for the products in the long run. Well, here's another question that I really want to ask you, and I know so many people, they personally ask me this question, and I know they're asking you this question. And this is a new Gold or even a new prospect, and they say, Tammy, how do I find new people? I don't have a lot of friends, or some people even say, you know, Tammy, I don't have any friends. Or, you know, they may say, Tammy, I'm brand new to the area. I just moved here. I don't know what to do. I don't know who I'm going to talk to. So what advice can you offer people about how they can find new prospects? And, Tammy, do you ever run out of people to contact?
Oh, my goodness. That's such a great question. No, actually, I have actually been overwhelmed with people to contact from a lot of sources, and I'll tell you a little bit about that. Actually, there's a story I have just yesterday. I was sitting with a new Gold Ambassador of mine and having lunch, actually at Perkins, and the waitress was a friend of hers, and she was just a delight. And I said to my friend who was my Gold Ambassador, I said, well, she had said, you know, I don't know that many people. I said, well, what about the waitress? She's your friend, and she's awesome, great attitude. Oh, no, she's probably too busy. She's working all the time. So I said, well, let's just ask her a few questions and talk to her. So we did, and come to find out, she's in her last year of internship to become a doctor, nuclear medicine, amazing, a very bright woman. And she was incredibly interested in health and wellness and can't wait to get on a webinar to see what it's all about. So right there, I think it's your mindset. If you think you don't know anybody, you don't know anybody. If you think you're not going to find anybody, you're probably not going to. But if you open your mindset and think, okay, I sent out my holiday cards. What about your holiday card list or your address book or even your cell phone? Who's in your cell phone? A lot of people I know have just had weddings and confirmations. Those events, those are great lists to pull from to be able to invite people to. If you belong to a church, a Facebook, that's awesome. Your school or your children's school. Let me see. Now, we have Memory Jogger in Shackley. That's phenomenal. Or even just go right to the phone book. Everybody pretty much has either an accountant, a dry cleaner, any of those other categories in there. Most people know someone, and it jogs their memory. Another great way, you have a grand opening for your new Gold Ambassadors in-home events. I also know a lot of people that are members of Chamber, Women's Group, Kiwanis, Alliance, Rotary. We've got Mommy's Play Groups. I'm trying to think what else would be good. Basically, I was in BNI. I've been in BNI for 12 years, Business Network International, and it is a referral. It's actually the largest referral group in the world. So I have learned how to get referrals, give referrals, and network really well. So I think I just have a never-ending list there. We never run out of people. But you also can look at speaking engagements. It would be libraries have them, women's luncheons, school events, lead groups. And if you're worried about speaking in public, there's Toastmasters, which can help you learn to do that as well. So there's, we just never run out of ways to contact people and find new prospects.
Wow, Tammy. And the other thing I want to add to that, I'll never forget the story that you shared with me is that you had an in-home event, and that's a great way to find new people. So you had an in-home event for a potential gold ambassador who was like evaluating Shackley, and she had like 10 people there. And I believe that your most recent director was in that room. She was in that in-home.
Yes, I forgot about hearing. Yeah, sorry,
Erin. That's okay, because that's really big. I mean, you found a new prospect at an in-home event who you would have never met had she had not had that in-home.
That's correct.
So that's another.
And actually, Erin just broke as a director this past month, and therefore, Suzanne, who is her upline, she broke as a senior director. So that all came out of one in-home event from someone that just said, sure, I'll come and take a look.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess there's never anybody to run out of, Tammy. Boy, just the phone book alone. That might take me about a year to go through that phone book. That's pretty cool. And that's just a local phone book. Imagine if we went on the Internet and just decided to go to every state in the country. I don't know. Okay, that's great. So, and also, Tammy, are you looking for a particular type of person when you're prospecting? I mean, are you actually seeking specific people? Like, tell us a little bit more about that. Is there a special kind of person you're looking for?
Well, you know, anyone, I believe, can do Shackley if they have a strong enough desire and they're what we always call their why. I love to work with the people who are willing, who want to get into action immediately. I'm always looking for the ones who ask the most questions, who are the busiest. Actually, they're great. I just came back from a job fair, and an amazing woman came up and was just so excited. And when I told her about Fast Track, she said, that's great, but that's not fast enough. And I went, oh, this is, I definitely will love working with her because it can be as fast as you want it to be. And that is the person that I really like to spend a lot of my time with. But I also, all the others, it might not be time for them right then. They might be too busy. There might be something else. So I keep them all in the loop. I keep what I call touching them every so often, following up with them, because when they're ready, you know, they might also really want to build a business and build a strong business. And as I always say, it's always about them, not about me. So when they're ready, I'm there to help them.
That is so cool. So really, Shackley's for anybody.
Yes.
And everybody. And you just keep looking for that person who's willing to come to you and work with you and get into action.
Absolutely.
That's pretty great, Tammy. Now, how do you find that right person? So if you're prospecting, how do you approach the person? Like, what is it that you actually say to a prospect from your list or someone who's new, or even if you're at the gym or a diner or the supermarket or you're calling somebody from the phone book? Like, what do you say?
Well, normally you're either in a conversation like the waitress, she's looking for more income, you know, she has another year left on her internship, or some of the women at the job fair that we were talking to today. And so you're already in some sort of a conversation with them, but what I really want to make sure I do is start asking them the right questions. And normally what the right questions are is just about them and their life. It might be, you know, I find out about their family. I find out about what they've done, you know, as a job, and what they really liked about it. And if I ask them what they like about it and what they didn't like about it, that tells me a whole lot. Also, it might be what their hobbies are. You know, just basically about what they like and what they do in their life, how many kids they have. You know, I was talking to people today about all of that. And you really do find out about the person. You start to build that relationship with them. And what the most important part of those questions are is really listening to those answers and finding out, because every day I wake up, I tell my team, it's who can we help today, and then how can we help them? It's not what I want for them. It's what they want. So I find out their goals, their dreams, and can Shackley fit in and help them reach those goals and dreams? That's really why I'm asking those questions, is to find out what would be good for them.
Great. So you form them. You go through family,
yes,
their job, you know, what they love to do, and then you listen probably very clearly and distinctly, it sounds like, and then recreate their vision by painting a picture of Shackley for their future.
Oh, yes, I do.
That is, like, so great, Tammy. And I know I've seen you in action, and I know you can clearly build relationships. Now, in addition to your being so successful in this prospecting and approaching and sponsoring goals, you've also been really successful in promoting new directors. You have two first generation and one second. So what's your secret to not only prospecting and approaching, but creating and promoting these directors?
Well, that's actually kind of simple. What we tend to do, and what I tend to do, is talk to them and see how fast they want to get into action. You know, some want to be on the fast track, and like this woman, she wanted a faster fast track. But then have them get into action immediately. I have an accountability call for my team every week. I have them come on that. I also have them, I guess the very, very first thing I do is have them make a list. Start thinking of who they can talk to. And, you know, I know we start with a list of 15. I just tell them 15 is great, but, you know, don't stop at 15. However many you have, if you have 50, 60, 100, whatever it is, that's great. The more the better. So we write a list, and then they start watching as I'm helping them learn how to approach and invite. And then, of course, you share the whole Shackley story with new people right away. And we do that in a number of different ways. I've done it all of these ways, actually. It could be your napkin presentation. The Shackley Biz Op is wonderful if it's a person that's interested, obviously, in making money. We have our opportunity, DVD. I love those in-home events, grand openings. I also am really good with one-on-ones. If someone can't come to an event, then we schedule a time just for them. Also the webinars. Oh, we do amazing with the webinars that we do. And I've also taken, one time I was sitting with a woman and all I had was a catalog. I used our catalog, the big catalog. Wonderful presentation. Just went right through each page up until all the products. That was great. And also our Join Us brochure. We were just handing those out today at the job fair. And any other events, like a job fair that you can go to. That's basically it. We get them into action immediately.
Wow, that's great, Tammy. You know what I love about this, too? I mean, you could be in a diner and pull out a napkin right at the diner, or you could, I carry a big purse and I put my catalog in there and I have a quick presentation. That Join Us brochure, I never leave home without it. So I understand that we have all these awesome ways that we can present Shackley. And I guess the truth of the matter, what you've been doing is really following the First Step to Success program and doing it beautifully, might I add. Now, I'd like to close with one last question, Tammy, and I think this is an important question. You are very good at closing. And so how do you recommend that we close our presentation, whichever one we choose, and prospect for new people as part of the close? Like, how do you recommend doing that?
Oh, that's part of your never-ending list because there's people everywhere. Well, basically, there's pretty much three different ways that I've learned to do this. And number one, if someone says, oh, I'm all in, this is so exciting, I can't wait to start a business, I want to be a super gold or gold, that's great. And like I said, we get out a piece of paper and we start writing a list immediately. And then I tell them different ways. You know, they can either invite them to a webinar, we can have a home event, whatever it is. The second way, if they have objections, we all have heard those, and even though we've started that process and we're overcoming those objections, some people do need time to evaluate, and that's fine. So then I invite them again to another, whatever it might be, meeting or one-on-one. I keep them in the loop. I keep touching them and following up with them. And what I really do right then, which is I think has been critical, is I ask for three referrals or new prospects. Do you know of anybody? We could get started without them even joining just by looking at people, and that has, you know, people that they know, and that has been wonderfully successful because once they see that other people are excited about it, then they get on board. So that's been wonderful, and there's more prospects right there. And then I also have people that have said things like, I have no money. So at that point, that's easy. I say, no problem. We can have an in-home, get you started right away, even though they haven't joined Shackley, and we can find those other people, get them excited, and we've actually, that's how we found Aaron right there, was we had an in-home that way, that third way, I have no money. So that really works out quite well, and we just keep on finding new people.
That's so great, Tammy. So the first way is, I'm in, Tammy, I want to be a super gold, and you're like, great, let's get your list going, and then there's new prospects there. The second way is keeping them in the loop but asking for 3 referrals.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting more new prospects that way. And then the third way is, even if they don't have the money, because some people are, you know, they're in tough times economically, we go, great, let's have an in-home. And then we can maybe talk to some neighbors or some friends or family and just start generating a potential business. And that's one way for them to get started and a new way to get new prospects. Well, Jeannie, I don't know about you, but I've learned a lot tonight.
Well, thank you so much, Tony and Tammy. That was just terrific. And I love your excitement, both of your excitement, both of your enthusiasm, because you're looking at prospecting and approaching as a fun activity. You're in action. In fact, you just came home from a job fair, so that's pretty exciting. So it was a great explanation of how you approach and prospect. So I really want to thank both of you. That was just terrific. And I'd like to leave all of you tonight with a story and example of prospecting that has really helped my husband Steve and I in our prospecting journey with Shackley. And it may be a story that you're all familiar with. To us, Shackley is like a deck of cards. You know, in the beginning of Shackley, we're all given a deck of cards, and it's shuffled with 52 cards, and there are some number cards, there are loads of them, and there are a few picture cards, and there are just 4 aces, and of course you have a bunch of jokers in there too. And as we begin our prospecting process, we begin to flip the cards one by one in an attempt to find our 4 aces. Now, those number cards represent all the customers you're going to find as you share your story. And many of the people you prospect will become your customers, and you'll need a customer base. And as you continue to flip those cards, you'll come across some picture cards, and those will be your distributors who are excited to use the products, but they also want to share it and distribute it to others. And remember, when you flip those cards, you'll come across those jokers and just throw them away, because they'll just waste your time anyway. But finally, you'll flip and find your aces. And those are the ones that will catch the vision, like Tammy and Tony have tonight, and become directors and executives and finally masters. Now, some of you will be fortunate and find your aces right away. However, if you're like Steve and I, who became masters, you may have to go through a few decks before you uncover your aces. But never give up, because those aces are out there, aren't they? And I'm illustrating this story for a reason. I remember when we told Tammy that story. And being a chocolatier, a few weeks later, she came to our house with 4 playing cards. Each one was an ace made out of delicious chocolate, I might add. And she said, I get it. I'm looking for my 4 aces. And with Tony's excellent and supportive coaching, that's exactly what she's doing. So congratulations to both of you for understanding that prospecting is just going through a deck of cards. It's a process that we do every day. And just like Tony and Tammy, have fun with it. Now, finally, some of you may be thinking that Tammy and Tony are just lucky. They found their aces early, or they're just finding the right people. Well, my Wise Upline Master Coordinator Dick Dinkle once shared with me a valuable lesson. What does luck stand for? Well, L stands for labor, U stands for under, C stands for controlled, and K stands for knowledge. Luck stands for labor, under, controlled, knowledge. I congratulate you, Tony and Tammy, for doing just that, for learning, taking action to find the people who want what they want and find, and also are willing to do what it takes to make this work. And I congratulate each and every one of you on this call tonight, because you've made the time to be here tonight to learn from those that are making it happen and gain the knowledge so you too can move through the Fast Track program. Ask that question that Tony asked at the beginning. Who can we talk to who may want to earn $100,000 in the next 15 months? And you, too, will find an ace like Tammy. And continue that process, and you'll find your way to the top in Shackley. And, of course, you'll help a lot of people along the way. So we'll see you at the top. Thank you for being here, and good night, everyone.
The average annual income in 2008 for the business leader ranks ranged from $10,798 for directors to $580,573 for presidential master coordinators. Average annual income by rank is based on the average monthly form 1099-MISC, income for all U.S. business leaders who held the rank that month and added for the 12 months of 2008. The fast-track career path is new, and so there are no average earnings for this additional income. Of course, results will vary with effort, and Shackley Corporation does not guarantee that any particular income will be achieved.